All right, Tremont, what have you been up to since you were here signing, and how ready were you to get back?
Just kind of been working out, spending that time with family, and definitely was ready to get back. At this point, you're with a new team. You're excited to meet the guys. You're excited to get into the playbook. Everything is kind of new again, so you want to be here and you want to get a jump start on that.
Is this where it kind of sinks in, after all these years in Green Bay, you're finally on a different team, or has it sunk in yet?
It's sunk in. After I did it, it sunk in pretty well. It could have took a long time to sunk in because, obviously, like you said, I've been in Green Bay for 9 years. So it wasn't very hard at all, though. Process was pretty easy. Transition is pretty easy. The guys welcomed me well here, so I don't think it's going to be a big, tough transition at all.
What for you specifically, how is the playbook different, or how has that stage been for you?
You know what, the playbook is not different. The defense is quite similar. Just terminology is just a little different. I have some terminology that that I'm aware of, and it's some that I haven't heard, so it's more about picking up the terminology for certain defenses. But as far as looking at the film, seeing the defense, I recognize everything.
What's it been like getting to know guys like Joe Hayden? And I know it's been only a couple of days, but just being around that room and knowing where the secondary can be.
Being around guys like that, you know what greatness is. Guys try to stick together. For me, I have to learn on the fly. Joe's one of the guys who's helping me. The coaches is doing a great job of helping me. These guys around all day. And if we need anything extra, the guys is here for us. So, it's been a good 2 days so far. So, I'm pretty sure it's going to get better and better by the weeks. So, I'm looking forward to coming into work every day, taking in as much as I can, and hopefully by the time we get out there on the field, I've been caught up to speed.
I know you're a guy who prides yourself on what you do in the offseason to stay in shape. How important are these days toward that? And how prepared have you been just coming into this?
At this point in time, I'm always in shape, like you said. I didn't take that much time off after the last season. I took off a few weeks, then got back to it. But to get back into the swing of things here, I think it's more about camaraderie. When you get up here with the guys, you want to work out with the guys, you want to hang out together, you want to get that family feel. And when you can get that and you can trust the guy next to you, when you get to that point, that's what it's about. You want to play for the guy next to you, and that's what I feel that these days are more about than anything.
Jim O'Neill's pretty confident about this defense. Is that feeling shared about that you guys can be one of the NFL's better defenses?
No doubt about it. You can hear it when he talk in the meeting room, how excited they are about getting back to it, how excited they are about the defense. It makes you excited. So, like I say, I want to get into the playbook to see where these guys are into the defense, and that's going to be my main focus over these next few weeks.
Do you see yourself as a guy that can mentor a player like Justin Gilbert or Kwan Williams, Robert Nelson, guys like that?
No doubt about it. Year after year, when I was in Green Bay, they brought in younger guys. It was always a young team in Green Bay, so a lot of guys kind of gelled to me when they came in. I've played that role quite a bit, so doing it here won't be a problem at all.